Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does it this time each week is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's the last day of July, ready for this week's show. But first, let's do the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase opening days. Change one letter to an R, and you can rearrange the result to spell a five-letter word for part of a sink and a six-letter word for something you often find in a sink. What are the words?
We heard from listener Ted Heavenrich once again, who knew that if you swap the Y out, you can spell drain and sponge.
All right, Ian. This week, we are going to play another round of What's in the Middle. I'm going to give you two members of a certain category, and your job is to give me the two members of that same category that fall alphabetically between mine. For example, if I said British Columbia, Newfoundland and Labrador, you would say Manitoba and New Brunswick, because those are the two Canadian provinces whose names are alphabetically between the two I said. And this time around, I will give you the categories. Two-word titles of Charles Dickens novels. And the two I'm going to give you are Bleak House and Hard Times.
Okay, so one is Great Expectations.
That is right. You might need a little magic to find this one.
David Copperfield.
That's right. All right, next up. Films starring Will Smith. And the two I'm going to give you are After Earth and Bad Boys.
Okay, one is probably Ali.
One is Ali. You didn't actually see Will Smith in this movie, but you heard him.
Oh, Aladdin.
Aladdin is right, yes. And I said starring Will Smith to avoid the possible answer of his cameo in Anchorman 2, which would have worked alphabetically. Last names of people who have had their number retired by the New York Yankees. And the two I'm going to give you are Mantle and Mattingly.
One is Roger Maris.
Yep. You don't have to go very far from Maris to find the next one.
Billy Martin.
Billy Martin is correct. All right. Bands in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame whose names are the, followed by a plural noun like the Cars. And your two are the Stooges and the Ventures.
Are the Turtles in?
No.
What about the Vandellas?
That's a good one. I think they would be officially Martha and the Vandellas.
I'm going to guess the Supremes are one.
The Supremes is one, that's right. The other one you're looking for comes alphabetically after the Supremes.
Temptations.
Temptations is correct. And finally, Muppets on the Muppet Show. And the two I'm going to give you are Sam the Eagle and Swedish Chef.
I'm in trouble here. I'm in trouble. Don't tell Sarah. Well, one is Statler, right?
One is Statler, right?
Can't begin to think of who the other one would be.
Well, poor Scooter is going to be upset that you forgot him. Well, once again, Ian was right in the middle of a lot of correct answers. How well did you do? Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase answer pairs. Rearrange the letters to spell a six-letter word for what you might do to your ankle and a five-letter word for what you might do right after that. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you soon.